Here we will explore the true facts about Mark Bendinelli, CFA. Mark Bendinelli's weaknesses are what you'd expect from an Italian stallion. He has an uncontrollable hunger for Skittles and an unwavering love of kittens. Yes, rainbow-flavored candy and fluffy little kittens will bring this macho man to his knees. Of course, once on his knees, Mark Bendinelli's underdeveloped calf muscles prevent him from standing up. Poor Mark, forced to stay on the floor with fluffy kittens. So imagine a macho bodybuilding Italian carrying a basket of kittens in a land of rainbow candy. Because that is how Mark Bendinelli do.
Mark, I hope your mother's not listening.
Oh, that got personal.
Producer Kelly Lynn, you just did me wrong playing that.
Welcome back, folks. This is Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon with our research department today. We got Nick Antonucci and, of course, the Italian stallion, Mark Bendinelli. We also have Corey Woods. Corey, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, sorry.
Haven't gone anywhere.
Just want to make sure.
Thanks for acknowledging my Italian last name, too. I appreciate it.
Too many vowels, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're here to answer your questions about money, stocks, your retirement. If you have questions, you should email us during the week at drgene@hensler.com. That's drgene@hensler.com. So, guys,
we've got a special week coming up,
we
guys.
We do. It's Masters Week in Augusta, and they can hear us now.
Yeah.
By the way.
Rather than exploring the true facts about me, I would have liked to have the Masters lead in music.
Oh, that is
a tradition unlike any other.
Right.
So we'll have about a couple hundred thousand people descend on Georgia this week, on Augusta.
Absolutely.
And millions more watching at home. Yep. The majesty of Augusta National.
Yep. If you've never been and you get the opportunity, we all would recommend that you go check out Augusta for sure.
It's beautiful. It's like walking on carpet. But we're going to explore the economics of the Masters here. So you guys, I'm sure, have heard how much prices go for tickets, right?
Yeah. Some are ridiculous.
Sunday tickets, maybe $3,000.
Yeah, depending on what's going on, I guess.
Yep. 4-day passes can go from $8,000 to $10,000. Now, earlier this week, Corey's cousin Tiger pulled out of the tournament, and there is a Tiger effect. They saw prices fall 10 to 20% for the Thursday tickets, from about $1,100 to about $900 for the ticket.
Pretty interesting, considering he hasn't won it in quite some time.
But yeah.
Yeah, anytime
just
he's in the hunt, though.
Yeah.
Two of the times he won, the first two times, 97 and 2001, I think those were the highest-rated Masters ever.
Yeah. I know Phil Mickelson's been kind of under the weather lately, too. I wonder what kind of impact that would have if he also was unable to go, but I do know that the tickets get really steep when there's some drama going on at the end.
Exactly. Right now we have a current waiting list of 40,000 people. It's a huge economic event for the city of Augusta, particularly the residents.
Right.
We see about 3,000 homes will be rented to visitors. The average 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom house, I think, rents for nearly $8,500 a week.
Yeah. I read somewhere that all started, I think, through a cooperative agreement between Augusta National Golf Club and some of the local homeowners or maybe even the Housing Bureau or whatever it is over there, where they had ran out of hotel room, so they wanted to try to make room for some of the visitors back in the 70s.
Yep, and we see hotel room rates skyrocket. Masters week, $400 a room. The next week, $70 for that same room.
Yeah, same room.
Yep, and pretty much every room is booked from almost Atlanta to Augusta, 120 miles. I mean, every room is going to be booked. So
if you're traveling through the area, don't get tired in Augusta.
Yep, exactly. And then restaurants begin preparing months in advance, basically for the entire hospitality industry. It's like getting an extra month on their year.
Extra month.
They get about 10% of their annual revenues just during this single week.
Yeah, wow.
Jeez. This is something I found particularly interesting, Mark, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there are more private jets flying into Augusta during Masters Week than there are flying to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, at least in the last couple of years, that's been the case.
And they put a cap on how many they let in the airport as well.
Yep, and I think you were telling us a stat earlier today that they have, what, 3 minutes?
Right, yeah. From what I hear, it's like a three-minute time from when you land before your plane's got to be off the runway for the next plane to land. So tight schedules run there.
Yeah. So what's the total impact, Mark?
It's $36 million for – this is what the Augusta Metropolitan Convention and Visitors Bureau say. It's $36 million in revenue during Masters Week, but the total economic impact is about $110 million for the city.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Yep, that is impressive. And, I mean, that's not even talking about how much Augusta National makes, right?
Nope, not at all. Because I mean, their fees aren't even that bad. You never hear anything because the club is so private,
yeah, right?
That
secretive.
I've heard maybe annual dues of $10,000 to $30,000 a year, and I think there's only something like 300 members total.
Yeah.
So you only hear so much about the club, and it's kind of funny how they structure their deal with CBS. They've had kind of like a gentleman's handshake agreement for the last 50, 60 years about how they're going to deal with the business of finding sponsors. You'll see where CBS asked Augusta National for just, I think it's $20 million to cover their costs, and Augusta National will be a broker and go and find deals with their normal corporate sponsors to cover those costs, maybe $5 or $6 million from, I think it's like Exxon, AT&T, and IBM. And
it's amazing they do that with just those three sponsors.
Yep, mm-hmm. And they only get 4 minutes of airtime combined per hour, which is about half the average. And CBS isn't even allowed to sell any ad time. It's basically they get the prestige of hosting the Masters,
right.
The only golf tournament, the only major that's held in the same place every year. And it's, I don't know, it's my favorite week of golf.
Yeah, it is nice.
I think it's to sit on the couch and enjoy some golf on TV for sure.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I think we'll take a break again. We'll be right back. This is Money Talks. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.